Passion Sunday, year after year, we read one of the Passion narratives from Matthew, Mark, or Luke, so often named the Synoptic Gospels because they look at things very similar, which is what synoptic means. And of course, on Good Friday, we hear of the Passion from St. John's Gospel. So every 3 years, we have all four Passion narratives. And with the Synoptic Gospels, all three Synoptic Gospels begin in roughly the same spot, and not where we would maybe expect for Passion Sunday, for a reading of the Passion. And we might ask, well, why does the church, first of all, give us a Passion to reflect on this particular Sunday? Well, because in ancient times, perhaps, people were not available to go to Mass or the Good Friday service for the Triduum or Good Friday or Holy Saturday. And yet, we need to be reminded. We need to be reminded of the Passion, the death and resurrection of our Lord. And we might ask, though, too, why does the church give us the Passion starting where it does? After all, what does Holy Thursday have to do with Good Friday? Does the church want us to stand a little longer so that we might feel a little bit of the pain that it felt to stand at the foot of the cross of the Blessed Mother or St. John or Mary Magdalene or Mary, the Mother of Joseph? No, that's not it at all. Does the church want us to suffer? Oh, absolutely not. But the church wants us to understand that what happened on Holy Thursday was informed by what was going to happen on Good Friday. And that Good Friday made Holy Thursday important. See, as our Lord gathered at that last Passover, he knew it was to be his last. He took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. We hear these words. And he said, "This is my body." And the disciples must have asked, well, what does that mean? How can he, even if we know that he is the Son of God, how can he give us his body? As he took the cup, he said the blessing over it and gave it to them. "This is the blood of the covenant, which will be shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." And it must have clicked, maybe in their hearts, certainly in their hearts a lot more than it might click in ours. He was giving a memorial. See, when we hear the word memorial, we think of a statue, a sign. Here's where so-and-so slept during the Revolutionary War, or here's where the Civil War battle was, or this is somebody who fought, or somebody who did this magnificent thing. It's just a calling to mind, a memory. But in the ancient sense, especially in the Jewish sense, a memorial was being drawn into that mystery, into that activity, that somehow we became almost like time travelers. We went back to that original act, and we were participating in it. The Passover meal was not just a meal gathered in memory, but a sacred meal in which they themselves found themselves in slavery in Egypt, found themselves bound by that slavery, that they joined with their ancestors, who were the first ones instructed to take a lamb, to sacrifice it, to take its blood and paint it to the doors, and to eat its roasted flesh. They were drawn back into that mystery. And so the apostles, as they heard our Lord saying memorial, they would have maybe thought, he's giving us something, that we are to do this as a memorial, that we're drawn back. And as they witnessed, or they heard, as the case for most of the apostles, what had happened on Good Friday, it all made sense. That Holy Thursday, the Last Supper, our Lord's last Passover, was fulfilled and given power in his sacrifice on that Good Friday. It's all connected. And when we come to the Mass, we're not just play acting, calling to mind, remembering. But we're being drawn back to Calvary, drawn back, standing at the foot of the cross, like Mary, the Blessed Mother, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of Joseph, John the Apostle. We're standing there with all our hopes, all our sorrows, all of our sins, all of our joys, giving it all to the Lord, asking Him to transform it, to change it. And He does. Let us approach Him with confidence. There's a quote, I don't have the exact quote, so it's a paraphrase, but from, I hope to be soon, Venerable Fulton Sheen, who said, it may be hard to climb that hill of Calvary. It may be hard to kneel before the cross and to admit our sins and to ask for forgiveness. It's hard. But it's harder to hang there, which is exactly what our Lord does for us. Let us approach with confidence the Lord who gave Himself for us, that we may have salvation.